You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Pass the Ox with Edward Ruger, myself, Daniel Goodman, the man to my left, and Alec Flanagan, the man also to my left.
You can visit our website at wjrh.org or call the station at 610-330-5316.
We did not have a one-week hiatus.
Nope, there was no one-week hiatus.
But it has been a week since we've been back in this room.
Mm.
1 week exactly.
You know what some people would call that?
Actually, it's false. 1 week minus an hour.
That is also true. Mm. You okay over there?
I wanted to see if it would make a noise.
It did not.
I was just blinking on the microphone. Yeah, I don't think your mic's plugged in. There we go. See, it wasn't on.
But I'm sure we were still getting picked up.
I couldn't hear you in my headphones. Let's try that again, just in case. Should we? Do you want to try it again?
There we go.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Pass the Ox with your hosts, Edward Ruger, the man to my forward, Alec Flanagan, the man to my right, and Daniel Goodman, the man... Me.
The man.
Elaborate. Our website is wjrh.org, or you can call the station at 610-330-5316. It's a good number.
That's a good number.
Call it.
Yeah, give us a ring. Emily, oh, Emily, if you're listening, I expect you to call us.
You don't have to.
No, she does. She promised. Can't break a promise.
Dan can't pressure you into these things. It's okay.
Yeah, Dan, are you trying to solicit calls over the air now, too?
I'm not trying
more
to
solicitation.
Anything over the radio.
What was the first one? Honeywell?
That was great.
Dan, you're not being discreet enough. Come on.
Alec would know discreet because he's in the math classes. Discreet.
Discreet.
Yep.
You know what a great transition is? Let's hear some ads.
Ed, did you know body language can tell you all sorts of things?
I actually did know that. I'm good at that.
Like.
Don't tell me anymore. I'm an expert on this topic.
Like, someone is having a stroke. You just need to know the sudden signs.
Didn't know those ones.
Didn't know those ones.
Look for fast. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately.
I feel like I have all those problems every day.
Yeah, honestly.
Well,
But I don't think I'm currently at risk of a stroke. At risk? Maybe. Currently having one?
Currently having one.
I don't think so.
No.
Most likely no.
Well, you should know the sudden signs. Spot a stroke. Fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Classic.
Very classic.
Yeah.
I thought your speaker turning off was our phone.
Nope, that was my speaker turning off.
I thought that was Dan's speaker turning off. It was.
Oops.
See, I'm not a computer science person. I wouldn't know what a speaker turning off sounds like. But if you handed me a rock, I know what that sounds like.
Nothing.
Sounds like a whole lot of nothing, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I bet that one's a rock. Yep.
Well, you know what's funny about that?
What is funny about that?
You know what's really funny about that?
Breaking chairs.
I didn't break the chair. Alec, I promise you, I didn't break the chair. Don't you worry, child, okay? Don't you worry, child. I didn't break the chair.
You haven't started it yet.
Yeah, wait. You ready? Let's try that again.
He tried.
Don't you... Yeah, well, the problem was... Okay, my hand's in a cast.
That's true.
And I managed to hit the off button for the computer at the same time that I hit the on button for it. So let's try that transition one last time. Hey, Alec. Don't you worry. This is really difficult because I have to use the mouse as I use my other hand. Don't you worry, child.
A time I met a girl of a different kind. We ruled the world. I thought I'd never lose her out of sight. We were so young. I think of her now and then. I still hear the song.
So we apologize for any possible technical difficulties we might have had there.
That wasn't a possible technical...
Yeah, no, that was...
That was a real technical difficulty.
I'm pretty sure that was about 35 seconds of just dead air.
I hope you like silence, because that's what we'll be playing today.
But, yeah, if you... do you want to comment to us about that little situation we had going on?
A situation...
You can call us at 610-330-5316, and we can discuss technical issues. And
we could discuss that, and how, you know.
And if you're having any problem with your computer, we've got Alec.
Alec's the man.
Alec is on air, basically genius bar.
We should devote our entire station time to just IT time with Alec.
Mm. It time. You
know, it time.
It time.
That doesn't objectify me.
You feel objectified?
Yes.
Keck.
Very.
I hate us. You know that?
Yeah. Yeah, so
I feel like everyone on the radio does, too.
Especially spiders. Us. Especially. Mm.
Spiders? Did you say spiders hate us?
Yeah. Definitely.
Wait, what did you say?
I said spiders hate us.
No, what did you actually say?
That's what I said.
Spiders?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was what you said. Mm-hmm. Not sweaters? So I was thinking it could either be
I
like...
I literally didn't even say anything.
You said spiders!
I said nothing.
You're like sitting there, you go, spiders?
Nope.
I saw you!
Dan has ears too. I don't think he heard anything.
To weigh in on the situation, Alec did in fact say spiders.
Oh, thank God. I was really scared for a second.
I did not. I think Dan is just trying to make a majority here. That's a good pause right there.
Oh my God. Yeah, I had paused it, though. It was paused.
Did you hit the space bar?
That's a real
space bar. I think you hit the space bar.
Mm. Well, yep, that was it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's reel that one back.
Brrr.
All the way.
Ooh. Geek.
At least it wasn't playing on air that time.
That's true. That would have been negative. Is there anything anyone wants to say on the radio?
No. I like how we both prepared to say something instantly, and then neither of us did.
Yeah, I was waiting for someone to just go like, Baba Booey.
Similar to Baba O'Reilly.
You know, I thought you were saying Bob O'Reilly.
Because I don't know how you don't know the song.
There, okay, so
I don't know the song either.
For our beautiful listeners out there, I'm from a very Irish town, and no joke, there are like 5 people named Bob O'Reilly that I know who live within 20 minutes of my house.
You're stereotyping music based on personal anecdotes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what a life it is, you know? What a life.
Oh!
See how we didn't sound robotic-y?
Alright, I don't sound robotic-y. I sound awesome.
Oh. Guess what?
Oh. What a life.
What a life.
There was snow, stretched for miles and more. Where we buried our souls. Oh, alone, for them days left and gone. Where we sang and where we danced to a brighter song. But now I look upon a field with bodies stretched out and I feel nothing. But something's burning in my soul, I let it lose control and I'm in.
Faded.
So Ed, that was really a lullaby of yours.
Okay,
back
that
in the day.
That sound. Okay, the whole opening, you know, the bodies strewn. When they were talking about like the swords buried and like the that whole thing sounded like this lullaby. I'm not even kidding.
No, I don't think that it was the same thing. But very well.
American authors stole the lullaby that I was sung to as a child. They stole it.
I've been on a real American author's run for the past week.
I feel like it's a little bit longer than the past week.
Someone say you're fishing for music.
I don't get that.
Unreal.
There's, ha.
Oh, I logged the wrong song.
Oh, well, we just stop.
Can I, like, unlog? No.
Show's over.
Show's over.
I'm just going to take the L for the night.
Cut the radio. We're done here.
Yeah, honestly.
Been a fantastic day so far.
Yeah. Today, as far as days go, today was no island in the sun. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saving the environment. Turning off a lamp.
Turning off probably the most useless lamp in this entire room.
Yeah, honestly,
On the entire campus. Oh, there's another useless lamp over there.
Hey, for real? That? Here, I'll get that. You guys talk. Is there a switch?
Yeah, there's a switch at the base. Yeah, those serve no purpose.
Well, at least not right now.
Oh, right now, at least. Yeah, we're WJRH saving the environment.
I think I'm just unscrewing the lamp.
Well, that's not what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm...
Ed,
there's a switch.
You're destroying
on the cord.
Property.
Where?
It's a clear box.
Yeah, there's a clear.
Where?
No, it's the switch.
Oh god, Ed, sit
down. Ow! It's hot.
This is a disaster. Sit
Where
down.
Is it?
Sit down. Ed,
wait, hold up.
Take a seat.
Tighten the knob.
Okay.
I'm done.
You missed it. The clear switch.
Well, in case you don't know how to turn off the lamp.
Oh, that's not on the base. It's not the. Alex said the base.
I did not.
Someone said the base.
I said there's a clear case.
I said near the base.
Oh, okay. Dan said the bass.
If you don't know how to turn off a lamp like a normal person, you should learn about some food safety.
Because you probably don't know how to do that either.
Yeah, exactly.
Statistically speaking.
So, wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. All right.
Hey, Alec.
Are we just going on a PSA marathon? Hey, look, you started the song again.
No, I didn't. Yeah, yes. Did. Oh. Wait, what if I hit one of these things? Does that do anything? No, that didn't do anything. Okay. Wait, Alec. There we go. Okay, see, it's all good. Alec. Much like how I didn't know how to turn off a lamp, I'm sure you didn't know how to didn't know this either. Every year, almost 9 million children in developing world die of largely present.
I don't think you know it either.
I think you're just having a tough time today.
I really am.
I think we all are.
Tired. It's a Monday. Like all of our shows. Can explain the cringe.
You win some, you lose some.
Die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out the ways you can help the good go further. You know what this is brought to you by?
Ooh.
Save the Children and a boys at the Ad Council. And women, too, I'd assume, because, you know, like, yeah. Uh-huh.
You just really wanted to throw that out there?
Yeah, I said, our boys at the Ad Council, so I'd assume women are, too.
Mm.
Because...
Our people at the Ad Council.
Our people.
That's nice in general.
That's true. They might have dogs, too.
They could have dogs.
Males, females, that would cover...
That would cover...
Non-binary, like, it covers everything. Literally, everything's covered now.
Yeah. Can't argue.
I don't know where this is going.
No,
I don't know
where
this started, and I think it ends.
No matter where you think it's going, I can guarantee you that it all comes together in the end.
Beautiful.
And we're back. You were listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Pass the Ox with your hosts, Edward Ruger, Alec Flanagan, and Daniel Goodman.
You can visit our website at WJRH.org. Or call the studio at 610-330-5316.
How come it plays but doesn't pause?
Because you have to be selected on that window.
Yeah.
No, but it plays.
Yeah, because you were on that window, and then you were... No, he hit the space bar. The one.
No, look, watch.
Yeah, because you were currently selected on that window.
I thought you were just aggressively trying to break the keyboard.
No, if you go, if you click on that window and then you try to space, it won't...
But I didn't move it to that window.
You did, because you were logging the song.
Listen to the comp sci major.
Can I leave yet?
That's what my mom said.
How old are you?
19 years young, my friend.
That 19 years ago.
That can 19. Can't really.
You know where we should, where she would have gone had she left?
Probably nowhere in Europe.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going with that. Probably would have gone to like Kentucky,
yeah,
Nebraska. You know, one of those real Nebraska states.
Oh, we have too many inside jokes. It's a problem. But I was actually thinking about this. I think we've reached a level of local celebrity where we no longer have to say our real names when we list our radio show. Because the world knows. Our millions of fans know that I am DJ Cringe. Brr, brr, brr. And that we have the Flandyman Can. Brr, brr, brr. And Goody Goods. Pew, pew. So, yeah.
Or nah.
Or nah.
Or nah.
Sound effects brought to you by DJ Cringe's EP.
That's the first track.
You sound like a dying cat.
I do not sound like a dying cat.
You sound like a dying cat.
Either way, it's going to make for a sick beat.
Honestly, I could be a trapper. Just go like...
Vroom, vroom, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go to the next song now.
Yeah.
That could have ended like 20 well, seconds ago.
Like 19
you know
years
if I
ago.
Wanted, you know if I wanted, if I wanted to be a DJ, you know where I would go?
Probably nowhere in Europe.
Probably nowhere in Europe. But you know where Ed Sheeran lives?
He doesn't live there.
He doesn't live in Barcelona. I'll tell you that, Daniel. Oh my God.
Yeah, Ed. Ed, where does he live?
Well, like I said, Ed Sheeran. Hey, his name's Ed.
Let's play the song.
Doesn't live in Barcelona. I hate myself.
Get up on the dance floor tonight. I got two left feet and a bottle of red wine. Making me feel like the beat in the bass line. Or in my blood, both hands up on a waistline. Get on up. Pretend we're dancing in the street. Barcelona.
Sick fade. That was awful. Really bumped it at the end. Way to pause the song too.
It's paused.
I'm saying good job.
Oh, okay. This used to being an insult. Oh my. So I've been watching a lot of Game of Thrones.
Yes, you have.
Like a ridiculous amount of Game of Thrones.
It has rubbed off.
I'm halfway through season 4, and I started the show a week and a half ago. I have watched 35 episodes of television in the past week and a half.
It hasn't been a week and a half. It's been at least 2 weeks.
Did I started it during break. I started it halfway into break. It's a week and a half from now.
That is a week and a half. Alec.
I think I remember the anniversary of the time I first watched Game of Thrones. I hate when people say anniversary for, like, you know those times when, you know, people, when they're in a relationship, right? And they have, like, their 4-month anniversary. Mm. Anna means year, people.
It's true. All you Annas out there.
What do they say, 1/3 anniversary?
That would make more sense.
You know what makes even less sense than that? Half birthdays. Barcelona. Well, half birthdays in Barcelona.
Dan, that's culturally insensitive on the radio. No, yeah, I agree. Half birthdays are weird. The only time you can have a half birthday, though, where it actually works, is if your birthday is during a time, like when you're a kid, having where it's like bad to throw a birthday party during that time. Like, one of my friends, his birthday was Christmas. So we couldn't throw a birthday party or anything like that because people would always be out. So he would wait until, what's 6 months from that, June? May, June, yeah, June.
Summertime.
And then he'd throw like a pool party or something. That was pretty
idea.
Sick.
See, that's a good idea.
I mean,
it's not practical application.
Yeah, it's and like we'd give the birthday gifts we would have given him in December. We just gave it to him then. It's not like he got like two sets of gifts.
Hey, Bobby, enjoy this winter coat. In the middle of summer.
Exactly. In the middle of summer.
You buy the presents around his birthday, and then you finally give them to him.
Yeah, that's what my brothers are thinking about doing because their birthdays are in December.
Actually, that might be an economical way of doing things.
Yeah.
Like, you could get them like summer gear in the winter. Be super cheap.
Mm-hmm. Or winter gear in the summer.
That's true. That might. Let's just shift all our birthdays.
Honestly, to save money.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
Opportunity cost.
Opportunity cost. That's Econ 101.
See, but then Edward Ruger. If everybody started doing that, then you'd have all these kids' birthday parties in, like, May.
No, but if everyone shifted their parties by like, till their half birthday, it'd be the exact same.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, do this in, like, seasonal.
Oh, meals. No.
No, no.
Although, a bunch of pool parties would not be the worst thing in the
world. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with everyone's birthday party being a pool party of a variety. Yeah, oh. So we can't do it anymore, guys. Alec, yeah, everyone who already changed their whole lifestyle.
Not on board with the boat. Water.
No, I was going to say, like, not on the diving board, because, you know, we were talking about pool parties.
That's where I thought you were going.
Yeah.
But I guess not.
But you didn't.
I was thinking of the wider spectrum.
But birthday parties were so much fun.
What about beach parties? You
know, beach parties were also really fun. Back when we were young.
You still did it.
Didn't start the song either.
I did it. I did it, and I didn't start the song. Why is it? Oh, okay. You're right. In that situation, Alec, that
continues to go downhill.
Can't spell hill without two L's.
That was so depressing, Alec. Wait, shouldn't we have a different song up next? No?
There you go.
Oh, I logged it. That's why.
So I just learned that a futon converts into a mattress of sorts. I had no idea beforehand. I thought a futon was just a small couch.
He's questioning where the magical futon went.
Yeah. Because the futon in Alex's room just disappeared and I thought it was an air mattress.
That's very true.
But it wasn't. My whole life is a lie. So that was a medium-sized rip, I would say.
Medium rip.
Medium rip.
Yeah.
Preemptive click the right page so this way I could hit the space bar.
Professionalism.
Ooh. Showing the big guy now.
Big man on campus.
God, I haven't heard that saying in
yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
It's been like decades.
since back in the day.
19 years, to be exact.
Remember when I was just a little boy, when I first heard that phrase back in the 80s? Words Dan says.
The 1880s.
So it's a beautiful day out.
It did turn into a very nice day.
Yeah,
it was all rainy and gross.
Moist and weird.
Moist is the perfect word for it.
It was damp.
Now it's
and dank, which is what dank. The actual word dank means. It bothers me. I was talking to my little brothers had a bunch of friends over break, and and they were in our basement playing video games, and our basement was, I don't know, it was all very dank smelling, you know, kind of, you know that smell?
Yeah.
No, I know. It smelled wet and like dirty and grimy. Yeah. Because our garage had flooded a little bit. And so I came down and I was like, oh, it smells kind of dank in here. And they were all really confused as to what I had meant. Because there are several colloquial varieties of the word dank, some of which is illicit. The other is referring to, like, the meme skills, which is what they had thought. They thought that I was saying it was awesome or something like that. Because kids...
The opposite of what it probably smelled like.
Yeah, no, it did not. They were very confused. And then when I tried to explain that dank means, you know, dark and wet, kind of smelly...
Kids
and musty.
Kids these days.
Yeah, honestly, kids these days.
What a bunch of jokers.
What a bunch of jokers.
What a bunch of
what jokers. A bunch of jokers. What a bunch of jokers.
What a bunch of jokers.
What a bunch of jokers.
What a bunch of jokers. Sick dance moves.
When you try to mime it, Dan. Alec, why are you like giving me that look? Do you have grievances to air?
Because I think we should have played the song by now.
See, okay, I was trying to figure out if we could like talk a little longer, as we only have two songs queued up at the moment, and that would give us some time to. Yeah, like I was giving a sign to like read an ad. While that would have been a great transition, and I was down with it, I was hoping we could talk a little longer on the air and draw things.
Well, Ed, this is your first chance for a second chance. For free info about GED test prep classes, call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org and begin your brighter future. That was not brought to us by anybody. That's just a rogue ad.
A rogue ad?
Someone typed up their own and just threw it in there.
Oof.
I should do that.
A rogue ad agency?
We would not know the difference.
Honestly?
Brought to you by the rogue ad agency.
Ooh, I like it. We'll start our own firm. RA. Dope man.
Yo, dope man.
Yo, dope man.
Dan got really mad, just punched the mic.
Yeah. I don't know what that was about.
That's how he feels about rogue ads.
Yeah. Get him out of here.
He doesn't want him.
Get him out of our studio.
Get out of here.
Can't you see we're doing a radio show here?
We're talking here.
You want to explain what just happened while I just die?
So Ed was, finally, he's making dead. Bunch of weird faces and didn't realize that there's actually a camera in the studio. So he's been spotted and just died. He's dead.
What I realized is that means that that thing was also in here when I was doing, when I was singing the other day.
Yeah.
Last time.
Yep.
Let's hope it doesn't have audio.
Well, if it does, it should be an interesting playback.
That's true. We could probably take the feed, mix it, and use that to build my EP.
True.
Sing my own hook. I like it. It's a plan.
It is a plan.
After. Hey, you know what's a good song that we should play? Like, right now?
I don't think you're... Are you talking into the mic?
No. But you can still hear me.
Okay, I can't... For some reason, mine's not playing back anything other than what I'm saying.
I mean, I can hear myself in mine.
Okay. I can hear you.
I can hear him.
I can hear you and me.
It's kind of faint.
Maybe. What's a good song we should play right now?
The Joker, which is what we're going.
There we go.
Play
now
like
I can hear
five
you.
5 minutes ago.
What a bunch of jokers.
Guys, I did it properly.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. Get my lovin' on the run. Ooh.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, this is Pass the Ox with Edward Kruger, Alec Flanagan, and Dan Goodman. You can visit our website at wjrh.org or call the station at 610-330-5316.
Yeah, so Dan has left us to take part in his cooler club. Mm.
The huge.
Yeah, everyone leaves. Everyone leaves you eventually.
Too true. I think my voice just like broke there as well.
Yeah, it did.
It made it sound way sadder.
It sounded like you were just crying.
I'm not crying, Ed. Okay. Tears of joy. I promise. So the Devils, huh? I see your hat from here.
Oh, the Devils got eliminated officially last night, which is
darn.
Fun. Because Alec actually saw me watch that game, exactly. The last part. Yeah, I get pretty intense when I watch hockey. But the Devils were actually mathematically eliminated back in December? So,
which was a while ago.
Which was a while ago, given that the season officially started in early October and goes all the way till April.
Can only win so many when you're awful. You know?
Yeah, we got to save some wins for the other guys, you know? That's what the Devils are doing. They're letting the other people have some wins for now.
I think they're losing track of how many they're giving away.
Owl. I was telling Alec how the way they play is unfortunate because when you see them play teams that are way above them in standings, they'll crush. Like, the Devils beat the Leafs earlier in the season, something like 4-1, and that's huge. And
As huge as hockey gets.
And the Devils didn't mean anything because the Devils aren't going to go up anywhere when they're not doing an upset that actually matters.
So what he's saying is the Devils will forever be at the bottom.
That's not what I'm saying. Next year, playoffs. Mm. No, next year, Stanley Cup. No, I can't. No. Stanley Cup finals next year.
Hockey's the devil. Got him.
Yeah. I'm a hockey fan. It's great.
I've seen it a few times.
It's a beautiful sport. Yeah, Alec. Alec doesn't want you to know this, but Alec is actually the guru of sports.
Oh, yep. Hit me up. I'm in a... Got really lucky on a March Madness bracket, so I'm ranked actually in pretty high percentiles somehow.
Are you still in the 97th percentile?
No, I'm down in like 90. But still,
that's not as much. That's not a huge fall. I thought it would be way bigger since you didn't get any of the two teams on the western side of the Final Four.
Yeah, so, and it's whatever. But I would count that as 95% luck. Mm. So it's kind of funny though because I don't watch basketball. I don't watch sports. Good times.
That is impressive. I mean, if I didn't do a bracket, but. I honestly, if I did, I would have put Villanova at least in the Final Four.
I think I did.
Really?
Yeah.
I was hoping that Nova would win it.
Just for no reason.
No, I mean, it's Villanova's like the closest school that has real sports teams to my house. Mm. Because I mean,
real sports teams.
Well, yeah, no, like Rutgers is well and good, but they're impossible to root for because. The only real football player they've ever actually produced that was that good got arrested for being a horrible human. Ray Rice. Also, who played for my favorite team? The Ravens.
The Devils.
Yeah, he played for the Devils.
He switches sports whenever he feels like it.
He got barred from the NFL, so he switched to the NHL.
Just changing a letter seems pretty easy.
Honestly, yeah. He kept his jersey, too.
You just strip off the F and put on an H on your jersey, yeah.
Exactly. And he didn't even need a new jersey. New jersey.
Ha. Well, would you like to start our last song of the show?
Yeah, I say we're going to skip Dan's song because he's not here.
I think that's a good song, though.
Oh, is it? I don't know. I've never heard it.
If it's the one I'm
better than the one? Is it better than the one you put, though, if it's the one you think? Because I like your song, definitely.
Okay, we can go to that one, then. I don't know for sure if that's the right one.
Well, because I also think it's kind of accurate being our last song because we really pushed through this show. But, Alec, I promise you that the dog days are over.
That's Renegades.
Really? Oh my. Why okay. is it? Oh, did I never? No, I queued it up. There we go.
Okay. Well, sorry if you wanted to hear Renegades. This Dog Days Are Over.
Towards her.